Now, the Yemeni army has threatened to respond to the Saudi violation of the ceasefire deal, which went into effect on Tuesday, just 7 weeks after Riyadh began airstrikes against its neighbor.
We, the armed forces, are announcing for the Ministry of Defense that we have agreed to the truce on the condition that there are no violations. If there are any violations, we will rise to them with determination. The ceasefire began, and minutes later, the infringements began with acts of aggression after aggression.
And Al-Luqman says that the armed forces and the Ansarullah fighters have been committed to the truce since its onset. They deplored the fact that Saudi Arabia has infringed on the ceasefire in the capital, Sana'a, and other provinces as well. The two sides accuse one another of violating the ceasefire. Now, Saudi Arabia claims that rockets fired from northern Yemen have hit Najran and Jazan inside the kingdom. Now, this is while a number of Yemeni provinces were hit just minutes after the truce took effect at 2000 GMT on Tuesday. Now, at least 9 people have lost their lives in the airstrikes on the impoverished Arab nation on Thursday alone. Saudi Arabia's onslaught against Yemen has now claimed the lives of over 3,700 people, most of them civilians.
A Yemeni commission tasked with documenting Saudi Arabia war crimes has revealed fresh details about the latest atrocities committed against civilians in different Yemeni cities, particularly in Sana'a and Sa'da.
The mountain of Nuqum was bombed by internationally banned weapons. The bombs created poisonous gases just meters away from densely populated areas that have impacted civilian houses and Thora Hospital, killing over 13 citizens and injuring dozens more.
Following the announcement of a 5-day humanitarian truce, hundreds of people can be seen queuing before gas stations demanding fuel and food. The country is now desperately running low in basic commodities. Observers say an end to the deteriorating humanitarian situation and Riyadh's aggression has become elusive, especially following a short trip by UN's newly appointed envoy to Yemen.
The short visit of UN's envoy to Yemen has focused on two major purposes. First, to oversee the initiation of humanitarian truce, which might be extended. Secondly, to resume the UN's call on political factions to return to negotiating table. He told me that the anticipated political talks would be held in Geneva, but after the cessation of violence.
According to Sana'a-based Freedom House organization's latest statistics, more than 3,700 civilians have been killed by Saudi air raids, with the death toll on a steep rise. Observers say Yemen will be remembered in the world's history by a genocidal war that was committed right before the international community's eyes. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.